Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in the little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
Thanksgiving, all is blessed after 6 days of war. Watch battleships from far rocks, seashore. If I my bed with horse, convert, we haul no more. Our social uproar, urgent weak, and burnt down stores. Liberty no longer has statues, she sung to the sea floor. She lied, pillaged, and raped from times before. Up to yesterday, I grabbed my mic, settled the score. Lift up my mic through thunder and lightning, like the mighty Thor. Awoke woolly head moors to say the start of the war. They came full force with rage, age, anthrax, crack. Concentration camps, banned, court prisons, financing backed by corporations, TV stations, show full support, quote injustice. Got them in the streets, got them in the court. Projects are breeding grounds for plague, sun health abort. When the aid came, devil shell, mission abort. It's a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace. No peace, remember the old world. Old ways, oversized, teaching economics, nourished on blood like vampires. Revamp the suck life from the poor in the name of their God Thor. Greed lost control, wanted more ore. Employ leaders, you seek, pillage, destroy. Employ slaves to dig and mine the caves for a wage. This is their enlightened age. CEO posed as a sage, scripture on a currency page. Stage terror, old orders, old regimes, set laws, just rules, unjustly it seems. Stamped and branded men like cattle.
Human resources,
humans are resources.
Armed their minds to serve the forces of evil.
Backwards, spells live. Evil's against life, take it away and never forgive. Evil is cancer cells, feed on good cells, kill them, destroy the host and move on, character of this old Willem. It's up.
Excuse that. Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha'aden Amen. Which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you are tuned into the Amani Speaks radio show. I am your host, Amen Ray Minute Haup. Today's course is titled Into the Life and Light. The quote of today's show comes from the Nitir Sesson, Book 3, verses 1 through 4, and they go as follows. The glory of all things, Amen. And that which is divine, and the divine nature, the beginning of the things that are. Amen. And the mind, and nature, and matter, and operation, or working in necessity, and the end, and renovation. For there were in the chaos an infinite darkness in the abyss or bottomless depth, and water, and a subtle spirit intelligible in power. And there went out the holy light, and the elements were coagulated from the sand out of the moist substance, and all the nitir distinguished the nature full of seeds. End quote. Yes, fam, it's time to go into the life and light. We are at a time of the resurrection of Ma'at, as well as a time that we need to build. The resurrection of Ma'at is the sign that it's time to build or time to rebuild. And what are we rebuilding? To bring in life back into the life and light. Well, bringing life back into the light, excuse me. And how is this going to happen? First, we have to resurrect ourselves, or regenerate our souls, I should say, and then resurrect them. You know, that's the process after regeneration is then we resurrect back to our immortal selves. But until we regenerate, we cannot resurrect back into our immortal selves. Although resurrection is a process that takes place after our lives are over, in order to even get to that point to resurrect, we have to first regenerate. And we regenerate in the lives that we live every single day. Now, I mentioned the virtues of regeneration many times on this show. And I think it is necessary for me to go back into regeneration and of course we start out I was getting ready to read resurrection to you, but I need to read regeneration, something I should have committed to memory, and I'm sorry I don't. I know that the first virtue of regeneration is the knowledge of Amen. Coming back into the knowledge of Amen, we gain joy, and from the joy resurrects temperance and the virtue of continence. Following the virtue of continence comes justice, then another virtue is communion, which brings us to truth, and once we take on the virtue of truth, we come back into the life and light, and this is regeneration, that you should no longer fix our imagination on this body, subject to the three dimensions, according to the speech we have now commented, that we may not all at all calumniate the universe. And I just look at a couple of experiences / revelations that came to me this past week. And the revelations, of course, come from the things that happen in this Hellenistic world every day. The idolatry, not adultery, even though that's part of it, but I'm speaking of the idolatry. People, these idolaters, chasing these idols that today we call them stars, superstars, celebrities, etc. The celebrities of this pop culture are the idols of this day. And no, I'm not going to mention any particular idols because they're all the same to me. They're, no, one is not any different from the other. Well, no matter what their celebrity status is, whether it's high or low, they're still idols, and so many of us are idolaters, idolaters, that we chase after these idols, and we put them before the creator of the universe. And this act has put us in the depths or the deepness or the darkness or the abyss of the time. And every day I discuss with family members that we have to come out of the darkness of the times. Sometimes that process is simply fighting the shadows or fighting what's going on inside ourselves. We are constantly at war with ourselves. Our souls fighting off the darkness of the times. That is just a natural product of our souls being in these bodies every day. even though I say, not I say, but even though that it is necessary that our souls incarnate into these bodies and we live a full life, while some of us don't even think that it is even necessary to live a full life, we terminate our lives early, chasing these idols and the illusions that these idols carry with them, i.e. fame and fortune. They are illusions. And because these fames and fortunes are illusions of this world, and some of us endlessly chase them and are actually nourished by obtaining fame and fortune, the evils grow on us more and more each day. Every day I see people, conversations are constantly directed towards pop culture, what's going on in pop culture, whether it be movies, television, sports, arts, corporations, or any of those different fields. There are idols in those fields that a lot of us seem to latch on and chase after. I know I've mentioned many times on this show the 9 areas that affect people's lives the most by Neely Fuller, which was also carried on by Dr. Francis Cress-Wilson and others. And we know those 9 areas of life to be education, entertainment, labor law, religion, sex, war. I know I always forget one. It's another E. Boy, entertainment. Entertainment, education, economics, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And in each of those areas of people's lives, there are idols that sit there. And we chase after these idols, taking our attention towards these idols and forgetting about the Creator that brung us here, that created everything that's around us. And so these idols become more important than the Creator of the universe. And you say, that's not true. How is that so? And I would say, pay attention to what you talk about all the time. What's on your mind? What grabs your attention? What grabs your focus? And the answer is always the lives of these idols and what they're doing, what they said, who they're sleeping with. My response is always, so what? It doesn't really matter. It's an illusion. Does it enhance your life? The answer is always definitely no. It does nothing for you. And you can pay attention to when these idols talk. They always talk about my fans. Fan being an acronym for, a shortened version of the word fanatic. So you are a fan to these idols. You are a fanatic of these idols. You run after them. You focus your attention on them, what they're doing, what they're saying, who they're sleeping with, what they're wearing. Who cares? But to most of us, all that stuff actually does matter. because we spend every second of our day thinking about, discussing, and criticizing everything these people do. And as a result, our lives fall into shambles. We don't get along with our children. We don't get along with our parents. We don't get along with our siblings and extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, etc. We go through different trials and tribulations with the friends that walk in and out of our lives, and sometimes some of the friends are so cold and callous that I repeat the words from Houdini's hit back in 1985, I think it was called Friends, 84 or 85 anyway. You know, with friends like that, who needs enemies? I believe it went, the lyrics went. But, you know, this is not about friendship or the lack thereof. It's not about distant family members or any of the like. It's about taking a look within you and asking yourself, what captures your attention throughout the day? What matters to you? How does it affect your life? How does it affect the lives of the people around you? And does it determine the relationship between you and the people around you? Because all of this is part of regeneration. If you go back to the virtues I just spoke about, if you focus on those 10 virtues, and do you practice this every day? This is the process of regeneration. This is you regenerating your soul in preparation for the time when you depart from your body. We incorrectly call it death, but there's no such thing as death. It's actually a transition from the seen back to the unseen. And then when we translate back into the unseen form, our souls should go through the process of resurrection. Those of us that cannot resurrect, we remain here on earth unseen. And these entities translate into what we call demons or devils, or workers of darkness. And as I think about that, I look at the actions of souls in this physical three-dimensional world. And sad to say that most of the action of souls is preparing them to become demons and devils. Because most of us are under the false impression that there is no such thing as resurrection. Most of us think that there is no such thing as a creator of the universe. I say amen. Others have different names for the creator, and I'm not here to debate that. It's pointless to debate what you call the creator, because the way you see the creator within you will definitely be different from how I see the creator within me. And it's pointless and fruitless for us to argue about the way we see the Creator. The point is that you do see the Creator, that it's not a figment of your imagination, that it's not an illusion, that it's not a fantasy. I know in this world that good things are called evil, as evil things are called good, and what's real is considered to be an illusion, and what's an illusion is considered to be real. Our perception of life has flip-flopped. It has changed. It's turned inside out. And as a result, it makes living life that much harder for all of us when we have a false perception of what life is, what life actually is. I know when I speak like this around my house that I often hear the phrase that you keep saying this, you keep saying that, you keep repeating it. Why do you keep repeating these things? And my answer is because, you know, first of all, I don't think you're listening. That's why I have to keep saying these things, so that you will know where I'm coming from. I have to keep repeating things so that you will know where I'm coming from. You would know what I'm talking about. You will know what I am. And when I say what I am, the focus is not on me per se, but what I'm saying is the focus. Focus on what I am saying. And I am saying that these times of darkness, it's not just this time, all times is full of darkness and deceit and illusions. And we as the souls, when we take these bodies, we have to constantly fight to keep our nature as souls and not get carried away by the illusions of this body. Because many of us wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror, and the reflection that comes back of us, of this body, we think that we are this body, and we are not. That's the illusion. We are the souls that are implanted in these bodies. These bodies are just vehicles to move around in this three-dimensional reality. But most of us define ourselves through these bodies. Now, that's why so many of us use diets or are at the gym. I see on the social media sites the women taking provocative pictures of their frame. Men taking these pictures of trying to look cool or, you know, handsome or attractive or these other feminine traits. You have men acting like women, and sometimes you have women acting like men. The lines have blurred between the sexes. What is feminine energy? What is masculine energy? What is the behavior of that feminine energy? What is the behavior of that masculine energy? And then the differences in the genders of the people, we fight over it. You know, we actually give the Creator genders. We say the Creator is a man, the Creator is a woman. I hear so much, the black woman is God, the black man is God. Knowing I know that both genders are part of the Creator. You can't separate one and leave out the other. It's impossible. Possible to think of the Creator as a man or a woman that was generated, because that is the limit for all of the Creator. And the Creator has no limits. The all within all things is how we describe the Creator in Indirazi Amani. The all within all things. So the Creator can't be a man. The Creator can't be a woman. But the Creator is part of all men and all women. Wow. Go into that. No, the Creator is not in all of us. But I would be confusing you and lying to you. The Creator is within all of us. So many of us choose to ignore the Creator in us. And that's how we get captured into the abyss of the darkness of these times. That's how we get caught up in it, because we actually believe that we are the Creator. I'm using the plural we, but as individuals, we've been in this Hellenistic world so long, we think as individuals, and we think that the individual is the Creator. The individual is part of creation. The individual is not the Creator. It's part of creation. And I can be as bold to say part of creator, but not the Creator. We all collectively are part of the Creator, but we are not the Creator. I don't mean to confuse anyone out there. But this world has been confusing us for a long time, and it's time to resurrect Ma'at. I just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this show, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Peace. For those listening on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So now that we have to understand what the Creator is, where the Creator is at, and the operations of the Creator. I know every time I get to this point of the discourse, when I'm talking to anybody, I go back to a show I did approximately a year and a half ago called Walking Through Time. That was the name of that series. It was about five shows, I believe. And Walking Through Time was basically me going through the Natir Sesson, explaining the different operations through time, or the life cycle of a man and a woman, from soul to transition to resurrection back into soul. And our lives that we live every day on this earth matters. It's a part of regeneration. It's a part of us regenerating back to our immortal selves. But we can't become immortal until we regenerate. And we have to do that right now. and you regenerate by practicing 10 virtues that I gave to you at the top of the show. Coming into the knowledge of the Creator gives you joy. And that joy is what goes back into I don't have it committed to memory, and that's an error on my part, because when you call to joy, then comes the power of temperance. And that virtue of temperance, it what leads to continence. Then the virtue that exceeds continence, or comes after, I should say, I'm sorry, is justice. Justice is followed by communion. And once you have communion, then comes the virtue of truth, which leads you into the life and light. Once you're in the life and light, you resurrect back into your immortal self, your immortal soul, and your immortal body. Now, I know as a youngster that my mom, my dad, and my grandmother had me, well, my grandmother had me and my siblings and cousins going to church. Now, I would admit that it wasn't all the time, wasn't in church all the time, but my grandmother wanted to ensure that we was exposed to it at least. And when we become of age, when we become adults, that we would be informed enough to make the decision if we would want to be churchgoers or something else. Now, I know my mom and dad, they grew up in the same church. And as adults, they went their separate routes. Both of them are still in church. Because I know that the church is, and from their days, was the core of morality. And I understand this Hellenistic pop culture right now is attacking the church because they feel that by destroying the morale of the church, that they will destroy black people altogether. And some people will go, well, who cares? Why is that important? Connection with the Creator. That's why it's important. They feel that if they break that connection, they sever Amen's link to this three-dimensional reality and that they can rule it. That is why it's important. I know that Amen is in all things. You can destroy black people, but you're not going to destroy Amen. I know there are entities out there that feel if they can destroy Amen's representative in this three-dimensional reality, which is black people, all over the earth, not just here in the Americas, all over the earth. That's why we're referred to as the soul people. Because we live through our souls, or we did at one time. I can't say that's what's going on now. because our souls are disconnected from the mind of the universe, and our souls chase after anything and everything pop culture throws out in front of it, and we keep chasing these illusions. Some of us think that, you know, they would listen to what I'm saying here and go, well, I'm in Ray, how do you expect us to live? We need money to live. We need money to buy food, water, shelter, transportation. Of course. You need money to heat your homes up, to fill up your refrigerators, to buy your car, to keep it gas, to keep it maintained. Of course you need money for that. And then they would say, well, how can you call money an illusion? And my answer is always that we put a super fluous value on money. I think that's the word I'm reaching for. That may not be it, but we put this value on money that it comes before the creator of the universe. And this, so many of us chase after and whore, continuously whore for money, that we sell out our family members, sell out our friends, our neighbors, sell out our communities, sell out our nations. Well, most of us feel that we're not part of a nation. Well, the nations that we feel that we are a part of, well, they are illusions too, but we feel we are a part of these illusions called nations. Your nation is your family. And everyone, your family members are connected with, that is your nation as a whole. All of you are a community. Those communities spin off into nations. But so many of us have been confused of what a nation is that we put the illusions before our nations. We put the illusion of gaining fame and fortune before our nation. We totally disconnect from our family for the illusions of fame and fortune. We constantly, could I say, put the pursuit of fame and fortune before everything else in our lives. And then we wonder why our families fall apart. We wonder why our marriages fall apart. Simply, we get lost in the darkness of time. We get so indoctrinated by the darkness of the times. What's hot? What's popping? What looks good? What feels good? And totally neglect what really matters. I know I was telling a friend not too long ago that, you know, a man and woman, when we come together, we procreate life. Surely there's a sign in that. Men and women are supposed to be together and come together and as one. And from that union comes children. And all these units is what makes up the family. And then that's tied with siblings. Then, you know, we have units, cousins, uncles and aunts. All of these make up the family. Most of us ignore that. And we chase after the illusion of money, or fame and fortune, and ignore our families. Because we ignore our families, we don't build these virtues up of regeneration, these virtues that take us into the life and light. Well, these virtues of life that take us into the light, I should say it more plainly. We chase the illusions of the darkness because we think they look good, feel good. They are good, but they're not. These elusive generations are actually the works of evil that work against us, work against our souls, destroys them. If you don't pull yourself out of the depth of the darkness, if you don't pull yourself up, you do get destroyed by this. Because as I said, when your time is up and you separate from this body and your soul cannot resurrect, you become a demon or a devil. And this is where the demons and the devils come from. It's actually those of us that cannot resurrect. We are... Though they are the demons and the devils, I should say. I'm not going to say we. Because I know I'm surely not part of that. I remember my wellness coach telling me about health. And the process of maintaining health. And she said, I can teach this to you, but why do you want to learn this? And I remembered my response was, because I want to be healthy. I was more specific to her about that, but she told me that's not strong enough. And, of course, my response was, what? What do you mean, not strong enough? Of course it is. But now I'm beginning to understand why she said that's not strong enough. It's not a bad thing to obtain optimal health. Purpose of it is not to be just for the sake of having optimal health. It's to regenerate your soul. That should be the purpose of it, to regenerate your soul. Why do you want to regenerate your soul? So that you can resurrect when you leave this life. Resurrect back into your